With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump will be sworn in today as the 47th president of the United States. The day starts with a church service at St. John's in Washington before President Biden welcomes Trump for tea at the White House. Trump Vice President-elect J.D. Vance will then head to the Capitol for the inauguration, which is going to be held inside due to brutally cold temperatures. President Trump scheduled to be sworn in at 11:45 a.m. Eastern before giving remarks. And once he takes the oath of office, he'll officially become the second American president to serve two non-consecutive terms. Well, Sunday, President Trump appeared at a Make America Great Again rally in Washington.
Once and for all, we're going to end the reign of a failed and corrupt political establishment in Washington, a failed administration. We're not going to take it anymore.
Also at SRNnews.com, three Israeli hostages are released, but nothing is official. And government spokesman David Mintzer said Israel will return to fighting if it has to.
Both President Trump and President Biden have given full backing to Israel's right to return to the fighting if Israel reaches the conclusion that the second stage of negotiations are ineffectual. Israel's government does, of course, want all stages to be to come into effect.
Los Angeles area residents preparing for another potentially dangerous wind event today. National Weather Service issued a particularly dangerous situation warning for large portions of Los Angeles and Ventura counties. It's due to stronger than normal Santa Ana winds, expected along with extremely low humidity levels. Two people are facing charges for impersonating firefighters and using a fake fire truck in the Palisades Fire Evacuation Zone. This is SRN News. Most parents want transgenderism out of their kids' schools. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll conducted by CRC Research finds that more than 75% of moms and dads do not want the schools promoting the transgender lifestyle in class. Since the country is about evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats, that means a significant number of Democratic parents are not on board with the transgender agenda, which may, in part, explain what happened on Election Day. Several other polls have yielded similar results. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in the Virginia House of Delegates passed resolutions enshrining abortion and gay marriage, and a critical step for Democrats hoping to amend the state's constitution next year. The Democrat-led House advanced the proposed constitutional amendments while sister resolutions work their way through the state Senate. Proposed constitutional amendments are not subject to vetoes by the governor. This is SRN News. President Trump is likely to have an easier time working with the Senate during his second term in office. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Trump's 2016 victory sent shockwaves through the establishment and sparked a virtual tsunami of resistance in the Senate, including some from Republicans. The term "never Trumper" became part of the political lexicon as GOP senators like Jeff Flake, John McCain, and Mitt Romney drew the battle lines. 8 years later, Trump will be greeted by a much friendlier GOP majority, including some of his former critics. One of his first victories will be confirmation of a former presidential rival, Senator Marco Rubio, as his new Secretary of State. Bob Agnew for Inauguration 2025.
President Trump will use a Bible from his mother as well as the Lincoln Bible for his swearing-in today. His late mother gave him the Bible in 1955 for his primary school graduation, signed by church officials inscribed with his name. More details at SRNnews.com.